the signs of spring. The flowers are blooming, the birds are chirping, and you've got a new workout plan. All right, well, maybe not the workout plan part, so let's think about that and make sure your spring workout routine is ready.
Well, joining us now with some tips, Fairfax Hackley from Body by Hack and this week's Best Body Report. Good to have you back, Hack.
Great to be here, Sean Hillary.
Hi, Hack.
Okay, what's the number one tip for spring exercise?
Well, you need to ask yourself, where am I at involving my fitness goals? Have I kept my resolution? Have I been consistent? And what do I plan on doing this summer to stay in shape or get that beach body? So it's very important to look at all the things that you've been doing over the winter and begin to transition for spring into summer.
Why is it important to take an inventory of your fitness equipment?
Well, if you're going to begin to go outside, you need to look at the wear and tear on your shoes, the wear and tear on the equipment that you were using. You need to inflate those basketballs, the volleyballs, the soccer balls. You need to look at the nets. All the things that you're going to be using during the spring and summer, it's very important that you start out so you have those things immediately at your disposal. But one of the things that people don't do is they don't have their bikes tuned up. They want to go out and, you know, ride the bike, and suddenly they realize, oh, the tires are flat, the chain is broken, the seats. So they need to look at that, especially if they're using sports activity or sports-related activities. So it's very important to have the right equipment at your disposal.
As you mentioned, a lot of us have been working out indoors. We're going to make it outdoors here in the coming months. So what is the best way to transition to outside activity?
Well, begin to not only get out of the house, but also plan the activities that you most likely to do. So if that's going to be walking or running or riding the bike, plan on doing those things. Also, you need to think about changing your clothes over and the things that you're going to have and you're going to pack. It's also nice to begin to put some things in the trunk of your car so you have those things available. So I'm always ready to do a couple of jump shots with you, Sean. Or, you know, I'm always ready to, you know, keep my March Madness going on until August of this year. And, you know, that way it's fun. But, you know, many times we get caught up, we're not ready to exercise. So this way you're always ready to spring into action.
Water bottles and sunscreen. You need that, too.
Well, yes, but in my case, I don't drink out of water bottles.
Oh, all right. So, any final tips?
Well, you know, have fun this year with your fitness routine. Don't get overwhelmed. You know, we talked about the stress of the winter and the things that have happened. Begin to think about how wonderful life can be. Reduce the stress. Be happy. And go out and enjoy nature and keep those smiles on your faces.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Hack. Fairfax Hackley from Body by Hack.